Yeah, I hear that you ought to always watch out too if they got dents in the cans. That it's supposed to be bad. You ought not buy in the cans that got dents. It's from a wine says it's not to buy. I don't know. He said you get some kind of poison or something.
Yeah, that's what I had been told, you know, that it was cause poison.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. A man's suit. What can you tell me the parts of a man's suit? What does it usually consist of? The suit that a man might wear. What would you say?
Vest and pants and coat.
Now the word. That vest, you ever heard that called anything else besides a vest?
No, I don't think so. Mm-hmm.
And, what about pants? You ever hear different names for pants? What are some of the other things that people usually use?
Well, some of them are called peg legs, some of them are bell top, and I don't know, I didn't raise no boys, so I don't know too much about.
Got all daughter.
Things like that.
Well, did they ever use the term trousers around here very much?
Use trousers for what?
The term trousers around here for pants. Did they ever use that very much around here?
What you mean? To take them, make something else, or?
Oh, no, ma'am, just as a
pants suit.
It's a kind of synonym for pants. Did they ever use the word trousers?
Well, they wear them quite a bit.
Being about the same thing, those two words?
Yeah, I guess so.
And what about breeches? Still mean about the same thing as pants and trousers?
Breeches, yeah.
And when your husband was working out on the farm, what would he usually wear?
Overalls.
And they usually just made out of denim?
Yeah, shirt was in old blue work shirts that you get at the store. And overalls. He never did like jumpers much.
What exactly was a jumper? Can you describe that to me?
It was made up out of stuff like your overalls was, and when the weather was bad, you could put that on top and with your overalls, but he just never did care for them.
And, if a man's old suit wore out, he would have to buy what? He'd have to buy just a...
Buy a new one.
Okay. And if you have a lot of stuff in your pockets, it'd make them do what? Make your pockets do what? See, if you had...
If you had a lot of stuff in them, make them say.
And, let's see. If you go outdoors in the winter without your coat, somebody runs after you and brings it to you, he might say, here, I've
brought your coat?
Mm-hmm. Right, sure. And, let's see, suppose you come home from work and somebody said about a package lying there, they might say, you had a package lying there, somebody would say, well, the delivery boy from Jones' store did what? What did he do with the package? He
delivered.
Mm-hmm. And, let's see, used to when men wore trousers, they didn't always, or they wore something besides belts to hold them up. Remember what they would wear to hold up the trousers?
Suspenders.
Did you ever hear them?
Galluses.
Galluses, yeah, I was going to ask you about that. The suspenders and galluses, were they about the same thing?
Yeah, they were the same thing.
Do you ever hear that term galluses very much? People use that much anymore?
Use what?
The term galluses. You hear it much?
No, they used to use, I can remember when the old men used sleeve holders. Hmm. My brother was, we was talking about it last time he was here. Mm-hmm. He said he would never forget when our daddy was ordained as a deacon. That you know, you bought them little sleeve holders for a nickel.